Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Cork Today replay on C103.
Joe Heffernan joins us on this Tuesday afternoon, and the sun has just come out. Good afternoon to you, Joe.
Good afternoon, Patricia. How are you?
I'm very well. And we want to discuss anger today. Yeah. And God knows we all can get anger. And there are three different types of anger we want to address. Two of them are appropriate and two of them are inappropriate and one is appropriate. So talk, the inappropriate ones are.
Okay. Well, no, anger gets a bad press, but excuse me, there's absolutely nothing wrong with anger. Being angry is a natural, normal feeling. It depends on what we do with it. In other words, what we'll call anger management. And yeah, as you say, three types of anger. Passive, aggressive, and assertive. Now, the first two don't get the required result and aren't the best way at all to deal with anger. That's the passive anger, the silent treatment, getting in digs, muttering, and the other person wondering what's going on. No eye contact, going around, obviously body language showing anger. But
in particular with the passive anger, at times not saying what the person is angry about. So
absolutely.
Therefore, on the person on the receiving end of the passive anger doesn't even know what he or she has done.
Absolutely. And, is wondering. And then this all ponderous silence gets going. I suppose we've all done it. I have had a few silent drives with my passenger now and again.
We're all guilty of it.
We are.
And you're there, while you're doing the silent treatment, you're there seething inside, but you won't give in. You're not going to say anything. As you say, stomping around, muttering, no eye contact, or the complete silence. And then eventually, when somebody says what's up, or you eventually explode or whatever. And then when you talk it out, it's forgotten about then.
And that's when one would be getting into the assertive. But the second type of the inappropriate anger then, after the passive, obviously, is the aggressive. Now, the height of that, I mean, the 100 out of 100 aggressive behaviour, which leads to nothing good ever, is like physical violence.
Yeah.
And we hear so much now about anger on the streets, but I suppose mainly we'd be talking more, in the home and that. But I just said I'd mentioned that, we've read an awful lot recently about, we'll say, O'Connell Street. We're hearing quite a bit about City Centre in Cork as well. There's a lot of anger out there. I suppose when the way society is now, with young people, not looking ahead with great optimism and not feeling good about life, and all the bad news from Putin to COVID to climate change. I suppose there's a lot of tension and a lot of anger, and unfortunately it seems to be manifesting itself in aggressive violence on our streets, and let's hope that that ends. But in the more ordinary way, we'll say, say road rage, driving on someone's tail, sitting on the, as it were, the car horn, in the home, slamming doors, making bad old statements, you know, using bad language, maybe name calling, maybe music being turned up to 12.
Belittling somebody. Putting somebody down, being always sarcastic to somebody. That is all a form of aggressive behaviour.
And it's
chipping away then at the other person's self-esteem.
Yes, and God knows, I mean, life is tough enough without that kind of behaviour. Where when we all need a little bit of encouragement and support now, that unfortunately there are homes where none of that is readily or even ever available. And people being ignored, people being blamed, another form of aggressive behaviour that I was kind of a little bit taken aback when I saw it when doing my bit of research. Using money as power over another person, kind of like being the keeper of the purse strings, as it were. And the other person or persons in the home having necessary money withheld. And that's not one that one would have associated very much with the word anger. It fits, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, it does. Because I was watching a report on the TV last night. It was from Domestic Abuse Centre in Galway, and they had their annual report, and they were just showing during the pandemic how their service was more in need than ever. But they spoke about things like that, and they spoke about that whole, coercive control. But one of them was the withholding of money, or the using his money as a power. It's very much sadly a fact of life in so many households. So while that's all the inappropriate, as you say, anger in it per se isn't bad. It's what you do with it and how you handle it. So the positive is assertive anger. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, it's basically, the bottom line on that is being able to state how you feel in a reasonable tone. For example, to say, look, I want to let you know how I feel because I believe it will clear the air. Which kind of like is a kind of an opening that isn't going to get the other person on the defensive and ready to fight. I'm feeling upset or I'm feeling hurt because, and then you can state, what's upsetting you. But the main thing there would be the I statements. In other words, if you start with I, you've a fair chance that a resolution, or at least would ensue.
And that you'll be listened to, I think, when you start with an I statement, rather than starting with you did this and you said that, and you're straight away on the defence, you're straight away being almost aggressive. Whereas when it's the, I would like you to know that I felt hurt because of what happened. It's very different to me saying to you, you're the cause of me being upset because of what you said. Yeah.
Exactly. When you start with, you're probably starting a row. And when you start with I, you're probably starting the road to a resolution to whatever needs to be sorted. That's a fact. I'm irritated by You know, there can be certain things that a person is doing that can be very, very annoying. And sometimes, you know, picking your time, of course, is vital, but there can be a time that that can come up, or you might want to share something about how you're feeling about things in general. It needn't necessarily be a you thing at all anyway. It could be I'm angry, and it could be at a certain situation. But, I mean, if you can't talk it out at home, well, then where the hell can you talk it out? I suppose you can always make a phone call to someone in my own line of work. But eventually, if it is something to do with the, we'll say, the other person, well, then the assertive way is the way to go. Even in the job, we'll say, if there's something in one's work that is upsetting and annoying them, well, then to be able to have a chat with whoever needs to be chatted with, starting with the I word again, that's better than simmering.
Yeah,
I suppose, like, the simmering is a kind of a passive anger, really.
It is.
And because people
you're
can pick the, up on it.
You're having the conversation in your own head rather than with the person that you should be having it with. And then when you do decide to have the discussion and talk about the issue, stick to the issue. I think within couples, this is something that we can all be guilty of. Bringing up something that maybe happened last year or maybe happened 5 years ago doesn't help the situation.
No, no. It's only going to inflame it. That, I mean, however bad things are, and they can be sorted with an assertive and helpful. You see, motivation is everything. I mean, when I bring this up, is my motivation to punish the other person? Is my motivation to give them a bit of a hard time? Now, if it is, it's not going to go anywhere good. But if the motivation is there's a problem and I'd like to see it sorted, that will lend itself to an amicable, hopefully, solution to whatever is happening.
And listening to the other person's viewpoint, no matter how angry you are, you need to listen to the other side.
Yeah. Because it's like that old saying that we all know there's two sides to every story. And, you know, maybe both people are, as it were, I use the word now in inverted commas, like guilty of not being open about how they feel about certain things. I think, you know, these old problems are like mushrooms in a way. They grow in the dark. And if they're put out into the light of day with a reasonable conversation, of course they can get sorted, without a doubt. And the trouble with the example we used there a while ago, Patricia, about, like, you made me, or you drove me to, or, I'm sure our listeners are familiar with the.
Well, this is becoming very, very common phrase now, and I think people are starting to understand it more. It's where somebody puts the blame on you for something that they've actually done.
Yeah. Apparently, I often wondered, like, where did that word come from? Like, why gaslighting? And apparently it came from a film.
It's a movie,
It's called Gaslight.
Yeah, it was an old movie, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it came from, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's spot on. And people do it all the time.
Absolutely.
And I sometimes think they do it and don't realise they're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like whatever the issue anyway is, like, I mean, at the end of the day, what the gaslighter person is saying is, like, it's all your fault. Mm. As we both know, and as anyone listening would know, that's not going to solve the problem. That's going to add to the problem. And that we'd be right back then to the passive stuff, no one talking, and that in a kind of a circular way, so that we need to take responsibility. You know, we need to say, look, I should have brought this up long ago. It has been simmering with me. You know, and to be open and honest and upfront about the thing. And I think it can be obvious from a person's body language and tone of voice that, you know, that what they're doing is looking for a solution, not looking for a fight. Most of us in our lives, God knows there's enough to contend with nowadays without having, you know, upset and even turmoil inside our own door. We just don't need that.
Okay, a number of people agreeing. Dee says, great to hear Joe speak about all types of anger. Dee finds that breathing can help. Sometimes you need to walk away, but holding a grudge is very unhealthy, and particularly unhealthy for the mind. Anthony says one thing he finds is he lights candles for people who treat him wrong, and he forgives them. He said, I don't want to carry their baggage with me. I find to focus on myself and I feel happier because of that. So I suppose it's having an awareness of what the anger can do to you. You know, particularly I think that that the inappropriate one, like the passive anger, it's chipping away at you as well. And by the way, somebody on gaslighting said that was a 1944 movie. God, you're going way back. It was an old movie in which a husband used trickery to convince his wife that she was mentally unwell so that he could steal from her. And the movie was called Gaslight. Ingrid Bergman was the star. Thank you for that.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
That's a film now that I'm going to look
are
up
you going,
and
are you going
I'd
to watch?
Like to see it.
Are you going to watch? Okay. All right. Okay. Listen, we'll leave it there. Thank you for that. And as always, have a good week and we'll chat to you again next
Thank you, Patricia.
Tuesday.
And likewise.
That is Joe Heffernan, who runs a counselling practice in Bohabui. His number is 086-834-8145. 086-834-8145.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.